When it gets to the D bit, let's try and change the rhythm slightly. I always sort of envisage sort of some kind of a bit reggae. I don't know what it is, you know. Someone who loves me, switch the radio on.
Right, now you're up on your feet, you're gonna listen.
I want all you skinheads to get up on your feet. Put your braces together and your boots on your feet. Give me some of that old moon stomping.
That was The Cure, sort of. It was actually a band called Cult Hero, and the song there was called I'm a Cult Hero from the 1979 single of the same name. It was actually The Cure trying out new musicians, particularly Simon Gallup on bass to replace The Cure's bassist Michael Dempsey. Simon Gallup was formerly in a band called The Magspies, and after the Cult Hero session, Robert Smith recruited both him and keyboardist Matthew Hartley, who played on The Cure's 1979 album, 17 Seconds. That song was written by Robert Smith. Actually, both songs on the single were written by Smith, but he didn't sing them. The vocalist you hear there was a postman named Frank Bell, and he's also the guy who appears on the cover of the single. The B-side to that single was I Dig You, but on the Canadian and Australian releases, the A and B-sides were flipped for whatever reason. You're listening to Tone and Wave. I'm Jason Duncan.
Good evening. I'm a figment of your imagination, but who gives a fuck about that, eh?
And this is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Thank you. do don't hurt anyone. And where I've got to go won't hurt anyone. Don't pull me over, I got mouths to
Was Killing Joke with a song from a 1979 Peel session. The song was called Nuclear Boy, and that was a submission to us by Rickard. Right before that was Peter Tosh with Mick Jagger. The song was called You Gotta Walk, Don't Look Back. And before that, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Don't Pull Me Over. That's a new one that was from the Mojo LP that came out in 2010. And now here's a New Zealand band called My Sex.
Dressing herself for the occasion.
My Sex, M-I, not M-Y, they were named after the Ultravox song, even though Ultravox, that was M-Y, but they were named after that. That was the title track to their fourth and last LP from 1984. They did a lot of songs in the ska and reggae vein. In fact, that's probably not one of the best examples, so in a future episode, I'm definitely going to be playing some more of them. After that was Blondie, which I've played previously and I'll continue to play. Blondie had a lot of ska and reggae influenced songs, so that one there was called Die Young, Stay Pretty. That was from their Eat to the Beat album from 1979, their fourth album. And the last one you heard was Ian Gom. The song was called Come On, and that was actually a radio hit in 1979. It was from the 1978 album, Summer Holiday. I don't know if you recognize this song in the background here. This is the band Simply Red. I've got a dedication here to Nikki in Nottishall, Suffolk, UK. She is a night nurse, and Simply Red did a song called Night Nurse. It sounded like this.
Something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Nikki.
racial equality. 'Cause everybody's equal in the good Lord's eyes. But if I told you that God was black, what would you think of that? I bet you wouldn't believe it. There's a self-made prophet living right next to me. He said the black Messiah's gonna come and set the whole world free. He looked at me with his evil eye and he prophesied, and he really believed it. He said a black Messiah is gonna set the world on fire. And he, no liar, 'cause he has truly heard the word. Everybody talk about racial equality. Knock me down, 'cause they're brown and I white. Like you wouldn't believe it. They say a black Messiah is gonna set the world on fire. A black Messiah is gonna and rule the world. Everybody talk about racial equality. Everybody talk about equal rights. But what's white? Black's black. And that's that. Everybody got the right to speak their mind. So don't shoot me for saying mine. So we should leave it. Don't want no black Messiah to come and set the world on fire. A black Messiah is gonna come and rule the world. Everybody gotta show a little. Speak their mind. So don't shoot me for saying mine.
Recognize that voice there. That was Lionel Richie. The song was called Sela. It's spelled S-E-L-A. And that was from 1986 from the album Dancing on the Ceiling. It wasn't a huge hit for him. It wasn't a radio hit, I don't think, but a lot of people know and love that song. So it's not uncommon. And yet still, I meet people, I tell them about the song, they don't know it, so that's why I put it on this episode. It's just for the people who don't know it. Well, it's for the people who know it, too. You know, if it's a good song. So there it is. Before that was Joe Janeiro.
Try it again, stupid.
Well, actually, it was a band called Touch Me Zoo. But the lead vocalist you heard there was Joe Janeiro. And if you don't know who he is, he was in... He was the guy who started the Dead Milkmen. So if you remember the song Punk Rock Girl, that was his voice. He was the one singing it. He wasn't the lead vocalist for the Dead Milkmen. But he did do a lot of lead vocals on occasion. And the Dead Milkmen actually have a new album coming out. But more on that later. This was a band called Touch Me Zoo. The song was called TV Mystery. And that was from a 1994 recording of a rehearsal for the album Moondog Will Die. Before that was The Kinks from 1978. The band put out the album Misfits. And the song there was called Black Messiah. And I started this set out with Simply Red. The song was called Night Nurse, and that's a cover of the Gregory Isaacs song. And that was from their 1998 album, Blue. And this is Ten Pole Tudor.
Better than when you found it. chisel and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up the paper for my old man. I sit on his lap in that big old Buick and steal as we drove through town. Tassel my head and say, son, take a good look around. This is your home.
Sing it! Oh, oh, oh.
Ten Pole Tudor from 1981. The song was Anticipation. The album was Eddie, Old Bob, Dick, and Gary. After that was Bruce Springsteen, a rare live version of his song My Hometown from the 1984 album Born in the USA. It's a fan favorite, and it wasn't a reggae song on the album, but that's a live version of it in a reggae style. Now, I'll tell you guys, I am not a Bruce Springsteen fan. In my opinion, that song was a little too long. I didn't want to play the whole thing. I was going to do that thing where I try to be funny about it. I cut the song off in the middle and play a little clip or, you know, something like that. But I got an email from somebody saying, look, just because you don't like this stuff, we've never heard it. We'd like to hear the rest of it, and please don't cut it off in the future. So...
You gotta love the brass balls it takes to say that shit, and the willful delusion it takes to believe it. More on that story later.
There you go. There's the whole song. And there's a lot of things that I think are interesting enough to show you, but not good enough that I think you'd want to hear the whole thing. I know I don't. So instead of doing that and trying to be funny in the future and, you know, just playing the little bits and cutting it off, I'll tell you now. Look, here's something that didn't make the cut. This is a song called Guava Jelly, and this is Barbra Streisand. Opinion, not very good. Same as this. This is ABBA. It seems to me for every time I'm getting more open hearted. So there you go. Things that I don't think are worth it, and I'll tell you straight out, I'm not going to play this song. I won't tease you with it. But here's one that took me by surprise. I had a friend that told me about this, and I said, okay, there is no way this is going to be good at all. And, well, to be honest, it's not great, but surprisingly, it's nowhere near as bad as I thought it was going to be. This is the actor-turned-policeman, Steven Seagal, and this song is called War. It's the last one for this episode. Thank you for listening, and here's Steven Seagal.
Stop and think, do you think the father loves this? War, war. cause I'm from all of this. So pray the war and spread the love and stop this madness.
Why, yeah.
Mama crying,
why,
oh
yeah.
And the crying,
why,
oh
yeah.
Sister crying,
why,
oh
yeah.
Sign contract to get rich, but Stitchy and Steven, why you get this? All the innocent blood you shed, you're gonna pay for it. Everybody crying out.
Why, why, why,
why,
why, why,
why,
why, why, why, why, tell them, tell them, tell them, must tell them, no more war,
no more war, no more war, no more war, 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 war,
and now the weather. The planet's fucked, it's getting worse, and it's your fault. Have a nice weekend.